Chris Nancy. This is KPFT Finance Committee meeting. I can hear you, Bob.
I'm sorry. How do I mute? I tried star six.
Okay, do you want me to mute you?
No, he needs to know how to mute himself. Well, are you muted now, Bob?
No, he's not.
Oh. Bob, did you mute yourself?
I can hear him. Okay, Nancy, please, okay. Please, Nancy.
Okay.
Please, Nancy.
Okay, if you're not speaking, could you mute? There's a lot of noise. Can y'all mute if you're not speaking?
You know, Nancy, please, can you make a roll call?
Okay. Okay, I'm going to start the roll call. It's now 2:44, December 22nd. What is that horrible noise?
I'm sorry, but I'm trying to mute myself.
Bob!
What?
Bob!
What?
Nancy is trying to make a roll call. If you don't speak,
Bob Gardner.
Maybe your phone a little bit. Thank you. Nancy, go ahead. Teresa Allen! Teresa Allen, I cannot hear you. Adriana Casanave.
Teresa Allen is on the call, and Adriana Casanave is on the call.
Okay, I could not hear it, Teresa. Bill Crozier, William Crozier. I cannot hear you. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Foley, I cannot hear you.
Here.
Okay, Lyndon's here. Good. All right. Bob Gardner.
Here.
Bob Gardner present. Deb Safto.
Here.
Deb Safto present. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne Lark. I cannot hear you, Dwayne. Marianne Martinez. Marianne Martinez. I cannot hear you. Mike Lewis. Mike Lewis. I cannot hear you. Susie Moreno. Susie Moreno, I cannot hear you. Venetia Patel Adams.
Present.
Venetia Patel Adams, present. Nancy Tybar and I told me that's me, I'm present. Richard Uzel. Richard Uzel. I cannot hear you. Sanford Weinman.
Sandy Weinman is here, Miss Nancy.
Sanford is present. Rita Washington. Rita Washington. I cannot hear you. Ted Weisgall.
Here.
Ted Weisgall present. Okay, we have quorum. I will go back to the people I couldn't hear just to make sure. William Crozier. William Crozier, I cannot hear you. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne Lark, I cannot hear you. Marianne Martinez. Marianne Martinez, I cannot hear you. Susie Moreno. Susie Moreno, I cannot hear you. Richard Uzel. Richard Uzel, I cannot hear you. Rita Washington. Rita Washington, I cannot hear you. Okay, here.
Okay, thank you. But I can see the maestro conference. Rita Washington is here, and Wayne Lark is here. I don't know where you can see them, but they are here in my screen. I can see them. Okay.
We have nine, so we have just quorum.
Point of order.
Perfect.
Or point of inquiry.
Who's
of inquiry.
Speaking, please? Lyndon, come ahead.
Did you count the people that are not able to verbally communicate with the group? Did you count them as here or not?
No.
No, I did not.
Thank you.
I have nine people. I'm sorry.
We have present Markeisha, our business manager, and Judon Bonnie. Okay? Markeisha, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. You're done?
I'm here.
Thank you. Okay. Go ahead. We have Madam Secretary, can you read the agenda for the recording?
Okay. So, Linda, we have nine with a voice and two people. We cannot hear their voice, so we have quorum. Nine is quorum. Roll call, a call to order we've done. Roll call we've done. Approve the minutes. I resent the minutes of August 18th, the second time you had time to look at it, second time I sent it. If you want to approve that one, that would be nice. In the September 22nd, the last meeting we had, I sent this morning, I believe. Let's go for August 18th. Is there any approval? Oh, I'm cheering. I'm finished. Go back, Chair. It's your turn. Unless you want me to continue.
Did you read the agenda? I asked you to read the agenda.
Yes. Agenda's minutes is approval is 10 minutes, and the IGM report and the business manager report is 20 minutes. That's part four. And part five is a monthly income statement. That'll be 20 minutes. And then the part six is 2021 preliminary budget priorities. That'll be 55 minutes. And then number seven, we'll make the next meeting date. And at part eight, at 4 p.m., we adjourn.
Thank you, Nancy. May I ask for the approval of the agenda?
So moved.
I move to approve the agenda.
Who asked? I'm sorry.
Deb approved.
I'm sorry?
Deb moved to approve the agenda.
Okay.
Yes.
Second. Okay. I second. Go ahead. Is any objections or changes to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda completed is approved. Go ahead. We are in the approval of the minutes. Nancy, you sent the minutes, you said?
Yes, I sent the September 22nd meeting, our last meeting, this morning. I sent August 18th, the second time, right afterwards. Those minutes are ready to be approved.
May I ask to approve the minutes
Hello, can you hear me? Teresa Allen, hello?
Yes, it is.
Hello. Someone is moving around. It might, in the past, Bob Gartner has been in public places, maybe, or somebody is moving, and so there's a strong wind when anybody ever talks. So whoever it is, if you're not talking, could you mute?
It might be me, Bob Gartner, but I'm trying to mute. I don't know how to do it, I guess.
Don't worry, Bob. Just cover with your hand if you can cover when you're not speaking, and that's fine. Now that noise is not there anymore. Okay?
That's because
Thank
I'm
you.
Sitting in my truck.
Oh.
Okay.
It's not
thank you,
you
Bob.
Thank
you, Bob. What is the next point? Because I didn't hear any objections to the approval of the minutes. What is the next point, Chance?
This is Teresa. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the only minutes we're approving are September 22nd and August 18th, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because it seems to me I saw something about some minutes from June.
Oh, yeah. I sent June 17th minutes. That's true. And
I'm opposed to approving those today.
We are approving. I'm sorry.
This
we
is
are
the second time
the
I've.
Two,
okay. I would like to speak on the June 17th minutes. I resent them today, and I added that bill was dropped during a vote. It was the first vote of the meeting. And when he came back on, the vote was finished, and the chair refused to let him vote on the vote because it was already finished. I did add that.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I am opposed to approving the June. I haven't had time to review it.
Okay. Can we postpone the approval of the minutes of June 17? And approve the only two. Is any objection to postpone the approval of June 17? Hearing none.
Teresa objected.
I ask if there's any objection to postpone. Okay. Hearing none, go ahead.
Nancy? What did you say? I'm sorry.
Do we have the next point?
The August 18th minute. This is the second time I said
Nancy.
Yes?
Nancy. The other 2 minutes are approved. The one that
postponed, I did not know.
Is June 17.
Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead. You don't have Marquisha? Give us a report, and then we have 20 minutes, and then we will go to Q&A.
I can repeat what I've said in the other meeting.
Yes, thank you.
The station is in crisis. We need to look for another location. The necessary repairs to make the KPFT studio and offices functional far exceed our capacity to fix them. There's a mold problem. There's an electrical issue. The mold is so severe it is unsafe for anyone to be inside the offices. So any work has to be done remotely from home or somewhere else. That's the state of affairs at the building. Financially, and I don't know if Robin is on the phone, we've raised a bit of money in the silent drive. It's about $30,000. There's an email that Robin sent out with exact figures. So we're limping along. Marquisha, you could probably say more definitively than me that we got enough money to get through December and maybe January, and then we basically will need to raise some more money. Marquisha, you can correct me if I'm.
No, we can. Right now, we can get through probably January now, but we'll be in drive anyway for February, so that's the normal.
Anything else you want to add financially, Marquisha?
No, I mean what you said is correct about the filing drive. It did about 30. I'm not sure where we are today for December, but we're still taking in money. For the quiet drive. So.
And I think considering that we're not broadcasting live and the pandemic and everything else that's going on, that's pretty decent. So I think if we can, if the board can pull together and positively reach out for some, continue to support and reach out, not have internal fighting while we identify some other strategies and ways to try to raise more money and attract more donors while we work on going live, which will require another location. And Dwayne Lark had some ideas about that, and I did as well. And that's kind of where we are. As I understand it, a new permanent general manager has been appointed and selected by the National Pacifica Executive Director. I've spoke with her. He seems to have some really strong credentials, particularly technical credentials, and I believe he is scheduled to start on January 15th. Any questions?
Nancy, with a question. I could not hear the amount, that preliminary amount, roughly, that we had collected so far. Was it $30,000 that you said?
Yes, $30,000.
Okay. And Marquisa said she believes this will last us through the end of January. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
This is Ted. I have a question, and I have to leave in about 4 minutes. May I be recognized?
Okay, go ahead, Ted. Yes.
Judon, have you got an estimate as to how much money it will cost us to move from our current location to another one?
No, I do not. I can tell you it's way more money than we have. What we probably need to do, to be honest with everybody, is reach out to some major donors and other nonprofit potential donors, and in other words, submit a grant for probably around $150,000 to $300,000, basically try to reestablish a location and get us out of this hole that we're in. We're not going to do it with these fundraisers that we have ongoing. We barely are covering operating costs with that. So to move to another location and address our other technical issues is going to require a major funding, and that's probably going to come more likely from a grant as opposed to individual donors.
Question.
What's the name of the question?
I'm sorry. Okay. If you don't mind, when you want the question, please mention your name.
Thank you. This is Philip. I'd like to follow up with something, Mr. Boney.
No, I'm sorry. Philip, I'm sorry, but this part is just for the members of the Finance Committee.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Sandy Prestak.
Anybody else have questions for Mr. Judon Boney or Ms. Marquisha?
Sandy Prestak, please.
Sandy, go ahead, Sandy, with your question.
Thank you very much. Judon, you're talking about moving and there's another location identified. We haven't even been in to see the building. There was a director's inspection request. Unfortunately, you said you were ill. I hope you're not feeling badly from COVID. But, you know, we need to get in and get an assessment. We've been hearing for months now your report, but we need to get in the building before anything happens. As members of the board, we've asked for a director's inspection, and nothing's happened. So not that I doubt your word. I'm sure it's fine, but we need to get some expert eyes on this. We have one lab analysis that says the mold problem is not that bad. And so we need to double check and do our homework before we jump to conclusions. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark to the staff,
please. Can I speak? And Marquisha to the staff as well.
Yes, I want to, Marquisha, please answer, and you don't want to answer, and then I will allow Dwayne Lark to talk, unless that is totally related to this issue, Dwayne.
It is totally related to this issue, and I would prefer to speak before Marquisha or Judon.
Okay. Go ahead, Dwayne, answer, and then Marquisha, you have the floor.
Well, first off, as a national director, I believe that it makes sense for the business manager to have sent the documentation that the member requested, even in the middle of a holiday, and then to expect or ask for a member of the management team to go into that building because someone wants to see it. I believe if I was in their position, in my best interest, for two reasons,
I would refuse to do so until the keys are handed over to the new manager. And the reason is liability, personal liability and legal liability. These individuals didn't do an inspection while we didn't have COVID, and even in the middle of COVID when they had access to the building. The building, in my opinion, is about the same shape that it was, and if anybody goes in there now, Judon could be blamed for anything that's done. So I would keep it locked down, locked up, until it's turned over, and if they want to meet the new manager down there and stay in it all night long, they can do so. But I certainly don't believe it's in the best interest of this current management to expose themselves, because those who believe the mold ain't so bad, well, let them go in there and live in it if they want to. But the personnel is not required to do so by law. It's not required to do so by ethics. It's not required to do so for any reasons that I believe as a director of this foundation. It's not in the best interest of an employee to expose themselves when we have knowledge. They may not agree. It's kind of like Trumpism. They don't believe in wearing masks, but that doesn't mean that it's a good policy. Thank you for listening.
Madam Chair,
okay. I have refused to go to that building because I have seen the state of the building. But not only that, my boss, who is Lydia right now, has said that I do not have to go to that building. She has also communicated with each and every one of you who keeps saying that you want to go into the building to let you know that it is a liability issue. It has been reported to the health department. The company that came out said it was a health hazard. So whether you believe it's bad or not, or you don't want to take anybody's word for it, you have every right to believe whatever you want to believe. How about you do something other than try to start a fight and maybe try to raise some money for this organization that you claim you care about?
Thank you for the staff.
I'm sorry.
And not very finished.
Thank you, Makisha.
Thank you for interrupting, Dwayne.
Anybody else?
You're welcome.
For the floor?
You're very welcome.
Madam Chair. Hey, this is Marianne. Can you sign me in as present, please?
Yes, please. Marianne, present. Madam Secretary, Marianne.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anybody else that wants to ask any questions?
Yes, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I have a question. Has Judon thought about possibility of we asking on the air for anyone who would like to give us a place free rent?
Let me respond. No, I have not asked on the air for anybody to give us money.
Not asked. I know you haven't, but I mean to consider such a. Have you considered such a idea?
I've considered a couple of ideas. Is the point? To be really honest with everybody, our organization, KTFT, is in a state of transition, and we could add a couple of other adjectives that is not as complimentary to where we are. Since the decision has been made to bring in a new manager January 15th, and this thing less than 4 weeks away, it seems to me that the appropriate strategy is to try to tread water best we can until the new manager comes in, does their assessment, and takes over. Because, you know, there's not a whole lot well-meaning, well-intentioned, best ideas that we can do, any of us, with virtually no money to operate beyond treading water at this point, to address the problem. And thinking that we can identify and solicit a major donor to give us those kind of money with new management coming in 3.5 weeks is not, in my mind, logical. So I suggest we just kind of tread water, get whatever we can together, be able to present to the new management a complete report, all the documentation, whatever information we can give them in a concise, appropriate way so they can go to work.
Michelle Adams on that seat. Dr. Boney, thank you very much. I'm in agreement with you. I would like to know what kind of things you are doing to prepare the new manager, and perhaps what things we on the board can do to help with that transition. Thank you.
I'm basically treading water like I'm suggesting we do, and making myself available, and I've explained this to the interim general manager. I'm available to talk, meet, discuss, Zoom, conference call with him, to give him any information and assistance I can give. And I will do that even after he comes in if he wants my information or assistance or help. I'm going to do everything I can to help and support him. I have no issues, no budgets, no problems, no personality conflict. I just want to help the station survive. And I've made that that point, not to him, he's not here yet, but to the interim executive director. And I'll make it again. I'll put it in writing. And I will say the same to all of you as well.
Thank you. You're done.
Thank you. Could you answer my second question, if there's anything that us board members can do to help with that transition, other than not asking questions that are irrelevant at this point because we're getting a new manager in 3 weeks?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say this since you asked. One, I think we should look for another application to do these conference calls. Zoom has worked very well for the community advisory board that P.K. McCary facilitates. Secondly, P.K. has indicated a willingness to provide some facilitation, training, so that our leaders can be more efficient and effective and not devolve into unnecessary conflict. What the board needs to do, as leadership, period, is discuss issues, not personally attack, not demean, and I'm not calling anybody out. I'm just saying that a lot of the time that I have seen that is spent in our meeting is not on issues and discussing, not necessarily even debating, but discussing this strategy or this execution plan or this issue, but name calling, whatever. Well, however you want to describe it, that's not helpful. And it's particularly not helpful when it's coming from people in leadership. So if we all just kind of take a step back, you know, I know we have grievances and issues and all of that, and let that go and let the new management and the new year be the turning of the leaf where we try to get along and really focus on how do we build KTFC to survive in the midst of all these other economic, institutional and station issues that are obvious to everybody.
Thank you, Judon Boney. Anybody else have any question for the general manager or Markeisha before we go to the next?
This is Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa. You have a question? Go ahead.
Yes. I guess I have this question for Markeisha and also for Judon. So both of you are opposed to even asking for any money within the next 3 weeks to address capital funding issues for our station, because we've known about the mold since May, and basically we have not asked any major donors. We have not sent out any letter. Our general manager has not gone on the air to ask for money at all, even during pledge drives, to my knowledge. So So you're both of you are recommending that we do nothing but tread water, which is not even mention anything special about financial issues or requests for money for the next 3 weeks.
Teresa, you did not hear that come out of Markeisha's mouth, so don't put,
okay,
so don't put those words into my mouth.
Okay, I asked you to be sure. Thank you, Markeisha.
Okay.
And Judon, the same way with you, the same thing with you. You don't recommend. Okay. You're saying you don't recommend any request live or by mail of special donors or
fake news.
Anything on the air for the next 3 weeks.
Go ahead, Judon.
Actually, I didn't say that. I said what I
so
said.
So you do?
I'm going to say this again.
It won't matter.
Anyone, and I said this also, anyone that identifies or knows of a potential major donor, that they know, that wants to approach them and say, I'm with KTFC, I'm on the board, I'm a supporter, we need to raise some money for this and that, and they want me to participate on a Zoom call, a conference call, or even a personal meeting, I will wear a mask and I will go with them. I have said that before. It's in the minute. And I'm still willing to do that. This kind of backhand slap, which I think is disrespectful to my teacher particularly and to me, and say, well, you know, all y'all doing is just sitting there and do nothing.
Point of personal privilege.
I'm sorry, Teresa. The general manager is speaking. If you want to, I know that it's noises. I'm trying to control it. But please, if you are not speaking, please mute and let the gentleman finish. Thank you.
I am listening, but I have a point of personal privilege as soon as he says.
Teresa, like I said.
Call it white privilege.
Can you give him the courtesy of letting him
point of personal privilege about Mr. Mr. Lark just said. Point of personal privilege.
Teresa.
Triple point of personal privilege.
I think that you don't understand what I'm telling you, and I don't know how to make you understand what I'm trying to tell you. You cannot yell a point of personal privilege if some discomfort on some problem that you're having in the meeting. If not, allow the gentleman to finish, and then you can talk again. Thank you. I'm very sorry, and go ahead.
I'm going to be really brief. This is the problem. When we have these conference calls and meetings, it goes left, and then we can't even discuss the issue. I'm not interested in attacking anyone. I'm not upset at anyone. What I'm saying is, if somebody has said this before, a major donor that they know, I'm willing to go with them, send them whatever written information they need or want, and seek to raise some significant money. So that's number one. So I have not been unwilling to do that. What tends to continue to happen is, go ahead and wave your magic wand and go to the major donor and say, give KPFT X amount of dollars. That does not work when the board fights with itself and with staff, and we do this and that, that is, but the meetings have been conducted like that. That does not work. Does not work that way. I don't want to take up a whole lot of time going to what I've said. So I'll just pause there. If there are any questions.
Okay, point of personal privilege.
What is your point of personal privilege, Teresa? You have the floor.
Okay. Well, my first point of personal privilege is I do not appreciate. A point of personal privilege is when there is a tone or something said at a meeting that is inappropriate. And you said I don't understand point of personal privilege. I think when something is said, you need to immediately get in on. And okay, fine.
Teresa, I don't know what's going on, Teresa. Please. Speak up. I don't know what's going on here. I see something here. I don't know why Teresa is muted. Teresa, are you muted? Teresa, can you hear
me now? Yes. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay. My first personal point of personal privilege is that I do not have a problem with our business manager, Markeisha, and my statement, and I'm glad she clarified that. I asked a yes or no question, and I got the answer from Markeisha. And I did not. My point of personal privilege is I did not appreciate our general manager insinuating that I had a problem with her. My second issue is I do not appreciate when I call a point of personal privilege that Dwayne Lark makes a statement like white privilege. Everyone has is entitled to bring up a point of personal privilege. Madam Chair, I want you to call him out of order for what he did, for what he said.
I didn't hear.
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
I also have a point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
Let me think. All that we are saying now, all that, is exactly what the problems that we are having. Everybody is accusing everybody of something. We go over, we keep shooting on a general, an interim general manager, instead of looking forward and trying to think what we can do. Because in January 15, we have a general manager that was newly selected, what we can do. Instead, we are attacking each other this way. This is exactly what Judon Boni was saying. And please, do not believe that just because you yield point of personal privilege, that means that you have the right to go there and talk. You know, and I don't care if you appreciate or not what people say. That is not a point of personal privilege. A point of personal privilege is something totally personal, an attack directly mentioning you.
Well, what do you think about
the floor? That is your problem, Teresa. I didn't give you the floor. You took all this time, and now I have Wendler and then V. Patel.
Fine.
Thank you.
I do want my point of personal privileges put in the minutes. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Teresa, please, if you interrupt one more when I don't give you the floor, I'm sorry, but I need to mute you. Okay?
No.
You cannot take over. You cannot take over. Please, Mr. Dwayne Lark, what was your point of personal privilege?
Well, Madam Chair, I accept your admonishment that it's really not appropriate to holler upon a personal privilege when you think someone has said something about you that you don't find true. So I take your admonishment, and I take your admonishment in advance of the fact that for 10, 12 years I've witnessed these individuals that I will call out every time that take advantage of their status in this country and then hide behind the cloak that they're doing nothing and saying nothing. And every time they disagree with someone, they holler point of order or point of personal privilege. And that is, in my opinion, Anglo-white privilege. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lark. Dinesha Patel Adams.
Orders of the day.
The white entitlement.
Sir, I give.
That was Sandy, I think.
Yes, it was Sandy. Orders of the day, please.
Dinesha, are you on?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for that interruption, Sandy. That pretty much proves what I'm about to say. The white privilege and the white entitlement in this group is not lost on me, and it's not lost on other people who are at. Sorry.
I don't know what's going on. and I don't know why you are not on.
Hello?
Oh, yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just saying that Sandy pretty much proved what I was about to say, which is that the white privilege and the white entitlement in this group is wild, and it's obvious to myself. It's obvious to other people who are actively against racism. That's all. Thank you.
Nancy, I'm sorry.
Orders of the day, Madam Chair. Orders of the day.
Nancy, go ahead.
Yes. Are we having a public comment time? Then Philip Piccone can make his comment. I don't know if he's still on or not.
Philip, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Philip. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to ask this question. Philip, if you don't mind, I will ask if the committee doesn't have any problem. I can give you a few minutes to talk to the committee, but you need to realize that you are not part of the committee and the committee cannot answer you. You can make all the commentaries that you want and you can write to the board and write to the committee, but you cannot ask people directly and have an answer from the committee members or the people. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll see if I can work around this, and I definitely want to work within the parameters that you just set. There was a comment made about needing anywhere from 150,000 to about 300,000 to find a new location, and I was just wanting to get some clarity. And clarity would be that is that to say that the remediation, the fixing up, whatever is necessary at the current KPFT location would cost more than $300,000? That's pretty much my question.
Okay.
I'm not entitled to that answer, but I just wanted to put that out there. Because that's what it sounds like. It sounds like 150 to 300 for a new location kind of indicates to me that fixing the current location would cost more than that.
Where did you get those numbers from?
Mr. Judon Boney gave us those numbers earlier, and that is at the point where I asked if I could speak or ask a question.
Come here, baby.
Yes. Please, members, understand that I can hear all the background noise and I can hear your commentaries. Please be civil. I don't know, Phil, I think that maybe Jude and Bonnie can answer all of that about that, or maybe some members. Because, like I said, the rules are the public is not entitled to ask questions and have a response because this is KPFT Finance Committee meeting and this is for the members.
I understand and I thank you for letting me speak. Thank you.
And I believe that maybe some other members can ask the same question to the general manager and that will be solved. Who? Nancy and Will?
Sandy, please. Thank you.
Sandy?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
My wrecking.
And then
my,
Sandy.
Where's the, what screen?
Why is it good news?
Do I have the floor? Yes, Nancy. Yes. Okay. I have a question. I believe that the general manager said that the interim general manager said that it would cost $150,000 to $300,000 to move to a new location, and that would not include any kind of remediation or cleaning up mold or that kind of thing. Is that correct, Judon?
I'm back on. The call dropped for a minute and I was off.
Oh.
No, it would not. We can actually broadcast remotely from home, but we don't have office space. We don't have a central location where we can broadcast live and see each other. We don't have it. So basically, if we were broadcasting live, individual programmers would be broadcasting from their home or their office or wherever they have the technology to do that. The technology costs about, if I remember correctly, about $50 a month plus to be able to broadcast from home. We cannot broadcast from the current KPFT location. That's not possible. To get another location, we don't know yet because we have not identified a place or any money. So it's like, okay, let me go look at some houses. Well, do you have enough money for a down payment? No, we don't have any money. Okay, well, why would we spend money, time and energy looking at new houses when we have no money? Marquisa just said correctly that we have enough money to operate through the month of January. So I'm not burning up a lot of time trying to find a new potential location that we couldn't even put up a month's rent on a new location and all of the other expenses that will be required to move and have a building or office to operate of in 2 weeks during the Christmas, New Year, Kwanzaa holiday. So basically what we're saying is this is the middle of December. We're in the midst of the holidays, and the new year starts in 2 weeks, and a new general manager will start in the middle of January. That's where we are. So what I would recommend is that we do everything, staff and supporters, to prepare to provide the information and whatever recommendations for strategies. Not a list of things for the new general manager to do, because they're going to pretty much know that, but help that you can provide so that he can have some assistance, you know, when he comes in.
Earlier, IGM, you
okay? Nancy, If you don't mind, I don't know if the committee wants more time for Q&A. I don't have any problem, but we already passed by almost 12 minutes. No, 17 minutes, I'm sorry. We already passed the time for this Q&A. If the committee wants to keep adding time, I don't have any problem. Go ahead. But I want the answer from the committee members. Do you want to keep going with Q&A?
Yes.
Okay. Who's that? Please remember, I don't know all your names. Who's the one?
Lyndon says yes.
Okay,
I want to hear Sandy's question.
I have
a question if he doesn't ask it.
That's what I'm saying. Does anybody have any problem if we keep going? How long? For how long, Lyndon?
Sandy had a question, and if he doesn't ask what I wanted to hear, then I'll ask a follow-up. And if anybody else, I don't know if they want to go. It shouldn't take long, 5 minutes.
It's okay. Okay. If I ask the committee for 10 more minutes?
He said 5.
But, okay. Whatever the committee, anybody wants 5, we can go with 5 minutes. Go ahead. Is any objection to 5 minutes? No, thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Sandy? Sandy's first.
Thank you. Judon, again, you know, we've talked about estimates over the last few months, which were promised. Personally, I haven't seen any. Can you provide estimates for all repairs, mold, electrical, foundation, and whatever else is ailing the building at this point so that we can gain clarity on cost to remediate versus cost to move? I really think a proper evaluation needs to be done that hasn't been addressed yet.
Marquisha, can you send again the mold? You have this, Marquisha. Can you send it to the board again? I know you've sent it before. Marquisha, we can't hear you.
Lyndon for the SAC.
I will ask Marquisha to send it again. We've sent it before, but I'm happy to send it again.
I appreciate that, Judon, but I'm also asking for the other estimates. You've mentioned electrical. You've mentioned
you
foundation.
You can have everything that we have.
Okay, well, we haven't seen it yet.
Get more.
That would be useful.
And as I said before in previous meetings, because I wanted to get three estimates, and particularly for mold remediation. And when mold evaluation is done, samples are taken by the mold company. Those samples are sent to a lab. A lab does the evaluation and scientific evaluation and issues a bill before they give you the report. So even to do an evaluation by a professional company that does those evaluations, it costs money. We paid for that once. Marquisha has that information and has sent it out. If we want other professional evaluations, we will have to pay for them, and we don't have any money. But whatever we have, and I'll ask, and if Marquisha's on the line, the KPFT board member, that we will send the board, the LSB, all of the evaluations, all the assessments, and all the reports that we have. I have no issue with that at all.
Well,
thank
we'll
you,
try
Judon.
To do it this week before
I'm sorry.
The holiday.
Sandy.
Dwayne to the stack.
I have first Lyndon.
I appreciate that,
Dwayne.
Judon. Thank you.
I have
yes,
Lyndon
thank you.
And then Dwayne.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I would appreciate a answer to the gentleman, our guest, Philip, I believe his name. He brought up this, he thinks he heard an estimate of moving expenses of $150,000 to $300,000. I missed that, so I would like to know if that's true. The second thing is, Judon, you said something about Dwayne has some ideas about where to move. I think those ideas ought to be shared with the entire LSB. The third thing is, if you're talking about the report of, I believe, May 26th, you don't need to ask anybody to send it out. It's been sent out. I got it from our IED, and I sent it out to everybody on the LSB. I probably sent it out twice. But that's the only estimate that we've ever seen. You have promised us estimates over and over again, and you have not delivered them. So, and Sandy got one, a guy who said that we could get this done for possibly $6,000. And it cost him $100 to get it, I guess, to get the lab to look at it. And as far as I know, that bill has not been paid. Last time Sandy talked to me about it, it had not been paid. So you say we didn't have money to, you know, to get an estimate, you know, at the end of August. I think we had about $75,000 in the bank. So I think we could have done this quite some time ago, and we should have done this. Now, I'd like to hear about that moving expense and where we might be moving. Thank
Wayne Lark, you. Wayne Lark, you have the floor.
What about my
okay,
question?
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Time to extend. Move to extend.
I don't know if the MS bills.
5 more minutes.
Chair, any objections to add 5 more minutes?
Well, I'm going to object
I understand what you said, Mr. Lyndon Polis, and I give the floor to Dwayne, and then we can hear if the general manager maybe can answer both questions or we have any answer. Do I have any objection to adding 5 minutes to this Q&A? Hearing none, go ahead, Mr. Dwayne Lark.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. What I would like to see,
and a sense of number indicated he would like to hear me share my thoughts.
Louder, please.
Hello?
Hi. Oh. Yeah, louder, please.
Okay, it's a member.
Please.
Okay, I'm in a place where I really can't be too loud, but I hope that this works. If the member could get it on the LSD agenda, I would be glad to share thoughts, but it doesn't have seemed to have been a priority in the last 12 months. So moving forward with a new manager, what I'm hoping is perhaps those who chatted Judon for the last 6 to 8 months will be willing to form a committee for January. That would be Wendy, Sandy, and any others, and collate the information that is available, gather additional information, work with the new manager, and come up with a plan instead of asking for a plan. Obviously, you have some skills, some ideas, and some common sense, but with respect to presenting to the LSB and subsequently to the PND a new plan or a rebuild plan, instead of sitting back saying, where's the plan? I would be willing to work with you, but I'm not willing to just continue to talk about it. So if you gentlemen want to step up and step out, and starting in January, collate information that is available, gather additional information, work with the new general manager, come up with a solution, either to present a plan to move with the blowout cost. We can use WBAI as a template because they did it in the last year. Or the cost that we estimate is going to cost to rebuild that fallen down building. Thank you.
Anybody else? Susan Bonney, anybody else wants to talk about this issue? Any more questions?
This is Lyndon for the stack.
Lyndon, go ahead.
I would like my questions answered, please.
I'm not sure what the question is or if it's directed to me. What are the questions?
Do I have the floor, madam?
Yes.
My first question was in regard to the question that Philip had asked. Did you say that you estimated we needed $150,000 to $300,000 to change locations?
No.
My second question was. Okay. I just want to make sure I didn't hear it, and I just wanted to make sure because that would be a significant thing. And my second question was, since you and Dwayne are in talks about where to move, I would like for y'all to enlighten the LSB on, and today the Finance Committee on what it is you've seen and you're looking at.
It's not a whole lot I can do as the interim general manager through mid-January. The relationships that I have, some of them are personal relationships. Others are to grants and foundations. And so basically the kind of money that we need to make any location workable, a new location, or if somebody wanted to try to go and fix the building, that's where the $150,000 to $300,000 figure is, to remediate the mold, to fix the electrical and so forth, and try to make the current location usable, which most professional evaluators, that's probably throwing good money after bad, but that's about, big picture, what that would cost to get a professional, certified, licensed evaluator. They don't do that for free. You have to pay them to do an evaluation and provide a written assessment of the work that needs to be done, so forth and so on.
which is why we have that done once and we pay for it. So that's kind of where that is. So since we don't have the money at this point to move to another location, we haven't pursued that because we don't have the money. We're trying to make sure we got enough money to operate past January. And as in mid-January, early February, we need to be in another fund drive. The staff has been trying to think of how can we approach our donors that we've already identified with a strategy plan and appeal to raise more money for operations. What we likely should do is have a capital campaign to address the issues of a location, the building, and repairs to go along with our operations regular campaign to raise enough money to continue to pay for staff and operation costs. Any other questions? Did I get all of your questions?
Orders of the day.
Thank you, Mr. Boni. We already passed even the last 5 minutes that we had. Does anybody have any other questions? If not, I would like this committee to select whatever you want. I mean, we can talk about we have only 15 minutes to go. You want to keep asking questions or you want to go and talk about the income statement that you received?
Nancy?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, shall we proceed to the monthly income statement?
Go ahead. That's perfect. Marquisha, do you want to tell us anything about it, or anybody have any question about the income statement that we received from Marquisha till November 30, 2020? Marquisha, those numbers, the first question, I'm sorry, is for me. You said that the numbers are your numbers, but you didn't receive the final actuals from NIDA?
Right, I didn't, so I had to estimate on the numbers that they're supposed to include. They have not done their part, which I asked them. The 15th has come and gone, but, you know, they do it when they're ready. So, again, they do payroll, health, payroll taxes, depreciation, and all that. None of that stuff was entered, so I had to estimate based on what I had.
Thank you, Marquisha. Does anybody have any questions about that? Oh, that sounds really fast. Can we go? Nobody have questions? Nobody wants to talk about the income statement? Can we go to the next one? We need to set our next meeting, right, Nancy? What is on the agenda?
I thought we were going to do the preliminary budget priorities.
Well, we have the preliminary budget priority, obviously. But, well, does anybody have anything to add to the preliminary budget? Any question? Nobody have anything?
This is Teresa Allen. Yes, I have something.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa. Thank you.
Madam Chair, if we're talking about the can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you hear me? Okay. If we're talking about the preliminary budget, I feel that we need to put something in that budget that has to do with building maintenance and repairs. And I would say that we need to add at least $10,000 for repairs to the building.
Where do you want that, Teresa?
Under building expenses. Repairs.
But I'm going to need some revenue to offset that. So
that's right. That's why I think that we should work on revenue now. But we need that. We need that over and above. At least we need to budget for it. I mean, we budget for phones and computers and staff. We need to budget for those repairs. They have to be done.
That's not. No one's arguing with you about that. But right now, we're just barely in the positive by $9,000. I think the electrical expense quote is almost $10,000 by itself.
Have you said, okay, the electrical expense, do we have an estimate for that?
We had three, yes.
Three estimates for electrical.
That were sent out around when Jack Valinsky was still IGM.
Okay. Well, then we should probably make it more than that. If you think that the electrical needs to be done, then we should add that, and we should budget for it, and we should.
All right, I understand that, Teresa.
Yeah.
But do you realize that us continuing, and I know that you don't care because you don't have to be there, but the building itself is only worth about $20,000 itself. So do you know when a car is damaged? And they total a car out if the repairs cost more than the car, correct? So why are we going to continue to sink money into this place that's not even worth it? That's just a question for everybody. I mean, I can put the money in there, but we got to figure out where the revenue is going to come. But how much sense does that make?
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark to the stack.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay, Madam Chair, I move that the treasurer of the KPFT LSD create a report to the LSD for the 2020 season.
Fine.
Dwayne?
If that's what the committee wants.
Teresa, wait a second. Dwayne, are you there? Dwayne, can you hear me?
Yes, Dwayne is back.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I move
the treasurer. Oh, thank you.
Let Mr. Clark said what he wants to say without interruptions.
So preamble to the motion is, whereas the treasurer has asked a ton of questions and has been on all, if not most, of the PNB's National Finance Committee meeting, such as I have, and we've gone back and forth, spent a lot of time together on issues of KPFT that she's made complaints regarding the management. I would move that she report, give the LSD a report at the next meeting on the status, from her perspective, of the KPFT finance.
Marianne for the stick.
Do I have a second for that motion?
Well, we're in committee, Madam Chair. I don't believe it requires a second.
That's okay, but we have it. Nancy, second. Okay. Marianne, you ask for the floor.
Yes, thank you, ma'am. Hey, the subject came up about the value of the building, and the only way that we would know for sure what the value of the building could be.
Madam Chair, without due respect,
if we had an
Marianne Martinez.
Point of order.
I'm sorry, Marianne. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Marianne.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. It's related. What you are saying is related to the motion on the floor?
I'm sorry.
I think it is.
No, I didn't.
I don't think it is, and I'm the motion.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm still being the chair. Marianne, we have a motion on the floor that was made and second. Do we have any, do you want to discuss that motion? And if not, anybody else that wants to discuss the motion, let me know, because I need to give the floor to whoever wants to discuss this motion, and finally, to the maker of the motion to explain the reasons. Anybody that wants to talk about that motion? It's not any
This is Teresa. This is Teresa. I would like to say something.
Okay. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. I would like Dwayne to be a little bit more specific. He brought in something about the PNB. I would like to know what you want in this report. You're saying a report on the status of KPFT.
Madam Chair, may I?
I mean, as opposed to a balance sheet, or as opposed to what is it you want in this report?
Okay, can you clarify, Mr. Lark?
Yes, ma'am. Most treasurers at the end of the year, just like a business manager or a manager or a finance chair, whatever, they would have a report to indicate charts and balance sheets is not your purview. You've gleaned a lot of information with your questions. You should be able to tell us as an LSB where we started with our finances, where we are now, and where you think we should be going in terms of specific examples and specific suggestions as to, and I brought the PNB in because, as you know, you talk a lot about KPFT's finances at the PNB and what is not being done and meetings not happening and this and that. So from a financial standpoint, as a treasurer, just to report, because many probably just don't know, in a two-page, three-page report, you would be able to say where we started, where we are now, what are some of the suggestions that you've heard that could be made to increase finances, and any other thing that you believe a treasurer ought to have the ability to bring 24 members up to snuff, 23 members up to snuff about what's going on with our finances. That's kind of standard.
Okay. Well, I would like to see those electrical estimates. You said, Mark.
Well, I don't want you to give a report now, and that's not what I'm asking for. I'm just asking you to write a report. A good treasurer knows how to write a good report. That's all I'm saying, and that's the motion, to ask you to submit a report at our next LSB meeting. Not now. A written report.
Uh-huh.
Lyndon for the SAC.
Is that clear, Teresa?
Do you want me to?
I'm not there, but you can hear other people talking. Then let Teresa finish, and then I will give you the floor. But let Teresa finish. Thank you.
Okay. Could I, before I do this report, could I get the general manager's report in writing? And then
has nothing to do with what you've been doing.
I will have my report parallel the general manager's report.
You've been doing something for 12 months. Don't piggyback on someone else or blame someone else. I'm asking you as our treasurer.
No, I've been doing this for like 8 months.
We should be through this.
Regardless, let's see your skills, basically. And Madam Chair, I'd like to move my motion.
I'm sorry. I don't like this back and forth. I think that we have a motion on the floor. We can figure out what to do later on. And Lyndon, you want to talk about this motion?
Madam Chair, this is Kapal Adams. I would like to be on STACK. And I'm also wondering, are we doing progressive STACK here as we do in the local session?
Lyndon has on the floor, and then, yeah, we should. But Lyndon, you asked for the floor to answer or to give your position on that motion.
That's correct.
Thank you. Go ahead, and then it's Lyndon, and then V. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. We could answer a lot of questions if the director's inspection questions were answered. Then we could answer just about all the questions. We would have knowledge of everything, all the money that's being spent, you know, what account payables we may have, what we have in the bank, all that could be answered if the questions that Wally, Sandra, and I submitted for the director's inspection of KPFT, if those questions were answered. We could generate that. We could generate a budget. And we could have all that stuff laid out neatly for the incoming IGM from 15th to 15th of January. That would be ideal. But I think that what Duane is asking for is just harassment. That's my opinion.
Well, that's okay. your nasty opinion. Any treasurer gives a report at the end of the year.
Does he have
so much financial experience? You should know that.
Does he have the floor?
You know that's not
parliamentary. I have the floor, Madam Chair.
Do not make me mute people.
The comment was.
Please, no back and forth. You have, and if everybody have any problem,
Marquisha,
we can vote in that motion. You have the floor.
Thank you. Chair, I request that we use progressive stack in this committee, if that's okay, since we're doing that on the local station board. My comment is I'm actually for Duane's motion. I think that it's a great idea to get. It just seems to make sense. It's very professional that we get a report from the treasurer at the end of the year. Teresa, you said you've been treasurer for 8 months. That's a long time. I think that's long enough to produce a concise report, and I know you seem to know details about a lot of different things. I think it would be great if you gave a treasurer's report. I don't know why Lyndon is saying this is harassment. Teresa, it seems like you're down with the idea, which I think is great. It seems like something that we can all be on board with, which is fantastic and, like, literally fantastic. It never happens. I think it's a great idea. I would love to see a report from you, Teresa, as treasurer.
Thank you. I'm sorry, committee members, but we need to vote in that motion from Duane Clark. We are at the time for closing the meeting, and I want a vote in that motion. Madam Secretary, can you take the vote?
Yes. Does everybody understand? Yes is for you support Duane's motion, and no, you do not support. Teresa Allen.
May we ask for a question, Madam Chair?
Do I have, you're right, do I have any objections to that motion?
I object.
Okay. Teresa Allen, Lyndon, I heard you. Nancy, please take the roll.
Most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
Teresa Allen?
I'll pass.
Teresa Allen, pass. I'll ask the chair later. Okay, William Crozier? Oh, he never came on, did he? Bill, are you here?
Not.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
No.
Lyndon Foley, no. Robert Gartner, I do not hear you. Deb Shafto?
No.
Deb Shafto, no. Okay. Duane Lark? Duane Lark, I do not hear you. Yes. Duane Lark, yes. Okay. Marianne, I do not hear you. Mike Lewis, I do not hear you. Susie Moreno? Susie Moreno?
Go ahead, Nancy, please.
Venetia Patel Adams?
Yeah, this is like an olive branch. This is something we can all get behind. I hope some of y'all change your vote.
Please.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. Venetia, how do you vote?
You say yes.
Or no. Okay. Venetia, yes. All right. Nancy Sabar and Naitomi, I vote yes. Richard Uzel, I do not hear you. Sanford Weinman,
pass.
I do not hear you.
Pass.
Okay. Rita Washington, I do not hear you. Ted Weisgall, I do not hear you. Okay, I'm going to go back. Teresa Allen?
Alan says at this point no.
Thank you.
Okay, Alan, no. Let's see, who else passed? Lyndon was no. Deb Shafter was no. Duane was yes. Marianne Martinez? Mike Lewis? I do not hear you, Marianne. I do not hear you, Mike Lewis. Susie Miranda, I do not hear you. Venetia was yes. Nancy was yes. Richard was... Richard Uzel, I do not hear you. Sanford was pass.
Okay.
Sandy? Sandy?
I'll side with our treasurer since she's the one having to file this report. It sounds like she needs
please,
more information.
Yes or no,
thank
Sandy?
You.
Thank you.
That's a no, Madam Chair.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank
Sandy,
you.
Sandy, no. Okay. Rita Washington? I do not hear you, Rita. Ted Weisel? I do not hear you. Okay, we have no.
Don't worry, Betty. That's accountable, but not her.
Deb Shafto, no. That's two.
Madam Chair, I know that... I know that, like, since this is a committee and we're informal, can I make a comment real fast? It's not going to be...
I'm sorry.
I want to hear
only the secretary telling me the vote. Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. The no vote is four. That's Sandy, Linda...
Okay, Nancy, we have it. Can you tell me the yes?
Deb and Teresa. Okay, and the yes is one, two, three. Is Nancy, Venetia, Marianne. Chair, how do you wish to vote? We have three yes, four no.
Wait, Lark? Venetia? Nancy?
Yes. Well, we have Nancy, Venetia, Dwayne Lark, yes. That's three yeses, and four no's is... Sandy, Lyndon, Teresa, and who's the other no? I thought we had four no's. Deb.
Yep.
Adriana, how do you wish to vote?
I said yes.
Oh, she said yes. Okay, then it's 4-4. Motion fails.
Move to be adjourned.
We have 11 members and we have only 8 voting. Okay. Our meeting is concluded. I'm very sorry.
Next meeting?
Please, the meeting, no. You will text to me or write to me. We already passed almost 7 minutes, the adjournment time.
Madam Chair, what was the result?
Next week is time. That next
Madam
week
Chair,
is
what was
time.
The result?
Madam, I'm sorry. The results were 4 yes and 4 no. But don't worry, Dwayne, I can make a report by the next LSP meeting, like chair of the LSP.
So no accountability at all. So, okay.
Exactly. Okay. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you. And don't forget.
Thank you, everybody.
Do not forget to tell me if you want another meeting instead of yelling in the finance committee of the PNB that we don't have a meeting if you don't give me your date, your time. Please. Send me your preferred date for the next APFC Finance Committee meeting. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.